Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. All my side was to walk, all my nana say, hey, jingle bell, jingle all the way. All my side was to walk, and I'm gonna say, hey!
Hello!
Hey, everybody!
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. Yay!
Yay! Here we are.
So today, we are talking about some of our favorite Christmas memories.
Yay! One of my favorite holidays.
It is my favorite holiday. So the nice thing that we're going to do is we are actually going to do like a whole Christmas themed month.
Yeah.
We're going to get some fun guests, do some silly things. Hopefully you guys all enjoy it. Christmas is literally my favorite time of the year. And if I could just live in a world of Christmas, I would be happy.
All year round, like my house decked out in Christmas.
I mean, kind of. I don't like knickknacks, though. So
blow up Santa out in the front yard.
Yes. Yeah. I even like snow. Like, I like snow. I'll play outside in the snow. I can get down with that.
I just don't want to drive in it or shovel it.
I don't mind driving in it. And I don't shovel it. So.
I try hard not to shovel it. I will say there's just something special and magical about Christmas. Like you get out, you get the Christmas tree up, you get the lights up, you get out your decor, and then there's like the Christmas shopping and the get togethers. There just seems to be a lot of togetherness and memories that can be made.
Well, and it's not just the day of Christmas either. Like right. Just the enjoyment of, listen, there's a Curious George song. It says, are you ready for Christmas Day to come? And I sing it with me. Or if you're a monkey, hum. And it talks about how getting there is half the fun
right.
of Christmas. Like making the Christmas cookies and decorating, getting the tree and like caroling and like all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right? That's like almost as good.
And the music.
As the presents.
I know there's a lot of haters out there that as soon as they hear the first Christmas song on the radio, they're like, gross, don't do that. And I'm like,
do you hear that, Mike? She's talking smack about you. Are your ears ringing?
And I'm like, it's November 1st, people. We're close enough to Christmas.
I feel like, I don't know, one of my best friends is very firm on the fact that Christmas does not start until Black Friday. And I'm just like,
No.
I mean,
if I had my way, my house would be decked out by November, like 2nd or 3rd.
I agree.
The only reason 100%. Why it isn't is because it's very hard to get the stuff from storage. So I'm already huffing by the time I get it out. Then I have to drag it down the steps and fend off a four-year-old. Well, currently four-year-old.
He's five if you ask him. Everybody's like, Joe, how old are you? He's like five. And I leaned over to him the other day and I was like, how old are you? And he's like, five. And I'm like, false. Four. You're four. Because every time he does it, I have to stop and I have to go,
No,
that's not right.
Right. No. And well, he's actually downgraded himself, to be honest. A couple weeks ago, he was telling everyone that he was 13. And a few weeks before that, he was 8. So
okay, but I know that neither of those are true. Right. When he says he's 5, I have to like pause and I have to like.
Right.
No.
What's funny is like the conviction with what he says it with. It's like, no, I'm five. And then like he'll actually start to get tearful, mad, upset. And like, no, dude, you're 4. I remember I was still carrying you in my belly. Soon enough, you'll be 5. Okay, soon enough, you'll be 18. Okay.
I mean, just. But it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, last year we really got to get the kids involved with decorating the tree and that sort of stuff because they're getting older. Yeah. And so I'm really looking forward to doing all those things this year.
I think it's going to be better as the years pass as well.
Yeah.
Because he'll be, I can get him to be a little more structured versus just pulling things out of the box and scattering them all over.
Yeah. I mean, we live in Wisconsin, so our Santa cookies are from Quick Trip, and I feel like that probably is never going to change, and I'm sure that lots of people do that. But sometimes Belinda will come over and they'll make brownies for Santa, too, because Santa likes brownies, especially with nuts and powdered sugar.
I mean, Santa's got to be eating more than just cookies. If he's going to keep that robust figure.
We'll leave out some carrot sticks this year, guys. All right. So let's go into our mama moments.
All right. So I don't know. I toss around. So I'm just going to kind of do two quick things here. Number one, I got to spend some good quality time with John the other night. And it made my heart so happy that because we didn't, the start of our night didn't go off really well, but by the end of the night I was able to share with him like all my office supplies.
Okay, wait, I just want you to repeat that. You were able to share what with him?
A good quality night.
But what were you showing him?
Office supplies.
Yeah.
And crafting products.
Office supplies.
When I showed him how to use the craft punch and he was just like, I can't remember the exact name, but he said the magical paper cutter or something like that. I'm like, I'm never calling this a paper punch ever in my life again. It is the magical paper cutter. But that was amazing. But I enjoyed that time. And then, I also had a moment yesterday when I was playing with Joe and I had my hair down in the morning because I was too lazy to put it up. And so I was playing with him and he leaned over in the middle of our play and he just touched my hair very gently. And he said, I like your hair like this, Mom. You're very beautiful. So
you were like, "Why, thank you."
Kind of flicked my hair.
Yeah. Did a hair flip. Thanks.
So it's hot as Hades right now. And guess what I'm doing? I'm wearing my hair down because that's what my son likes. He says I'm beautiful.
We'll take it, man.
I mean, and whoever is going to be complimenting me in my house is going to be the one that gets the look from me. So, and to be honest, Dan likes my hair down too.
I was going to say Mike likes my hair down too. I mean, he would... He would prefer I wear my hair down all of the time.
Yes.
But it's 14,000 pounds and it literally like goes to my waist.
Right. Same. And so I'm like, look, when my hair is down and I'm trying to get stuff done, it catches on chairs. It catches on doorknobs. It catches on drawers. I'm like, I don't have time to like.
But also it's pretty. Because I feel prettier when my hair is down. It's like. True. My hair is down right now. I'm playing
and
with
she's
it.
She's like running her fingers through her hair. It's not. That's not a lie. It's just for convenience sake when I'm being mom and wife.
For sure. When I do anything in my house, it's like my hair. The first thing I do is throw my hair up.
Yep.
I will say, normally when I walk through the door into my house, if my hair is down, the first thing I do is throw it up because it's always in my way. So yeah, that was so nice of him though. It's always nice to get compliments from tiny humans.
It is. So tell me about your mom moment.
So my mom moment. So we've talked about a few times how, you know, we have a nice community of people at our church, and there's a group of boys that are Malcolm and Joe's age. There's like 8 to 10 of them.
Yes.
It might even be more than that.
I mean, there's no fear of our kids being unsocialized
right?
at this point.
Right. And then for Rayla's age, there's like 10 to 12 girls. Like, right. And, you know, so there's a lot of little kids. And when we do a lot of stuff at the church, which is all the time, to be honest, the kids just kind of like run around and they get to play together and they wrestle and they do silly things and whatever. And it honestly, like last night we were doing something and the kids were running around and playing. And it was so nice just to see the kids have friends and to form friendships.
Yes.
Because like there's people that I was friends with when I was like 5, 6, 7 that I still know and talk to this day. Mm-hmm. One of them's getting married. Super excited. But it's just like one of those things that, you know, the bonds that you build when you're kids are, they can last a lifetime.
Yes.
And it's nice just to see those relationships bloom and blossom and be formed with my kids, because like everybody wants their kids to have friends.
One of the things that I found most interesting in a class that I took in college was, it was in a psychology class, and they talked about how parents can actually have some type of control over who their kids are raised with. And at first I was just like, no way. But then as I read it, I really started to understand that you do. I mean, you have most people have a choice. Like if you're moving to a neighborhood, you will look for the best neighborhood that you can within the means of your budget.
Yeah.
And then the church that you go to.
Yeah.
Extracurriculars. So I am excited with you as well with that. Our boys have that chance to form these deep relationships with kids.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice just to see them forming and to watch that their, you know, relationships blossom. And I just love it all the girls are starting to walk and run and whatever and get sass. And they just like give their brothers a run for their money. Cause a lot of the families are boys and then a girl.
You're right.
But I mean, some of them are not that way, but there are a lot of little kids that our kids are exposed to on the regular, and it's just nice to see.
Yeah. I agree. And I appreciate that I don't have to form whole new friendships for this as well.
Yeah.
Their friends are the kids of my friends. So.
Yeah. Except when your kids becomes friends with somebody that you don't like their parents, and you're just like, we don't have to hang out. It's fine. Our kids can just be friends. We don't have to hang out.
I can honestly say I don't think I've come across that too much yet, but
I have.
We'll see in the future.
I for sure have.
I will say I've been trying to expand and broaden and reaching out and making friends with other people, like in the homeschool community. And that's been very hard for me because I don't. Joe, social Joe, just goes and makes friends with whoever. And meanwhile, I'm I'm awkwardly trying to make friends
right.
with people.
She's trying to get your life together.
That's what I am, is awkward, right?
Right. So true.
So, all right.
Let's get in our topic for the day. So we are discussing some of our favorite Christmas memories. This will be the first of a four-part series, kind of. Yeah. We're going to have some special guests coming to you. We're kind of excited. Surprise, yes. Surprise secret guests. But today we're going to go through some of our favorites. Now, one of the ones I'm talking about, I know that somebody else is going to talk about one of the people that we're bringing on, so I'm talking about it first because I want my slant on it. I want to make sure the story's told right. Just saying. So, my first memory is one year we were like mid-teens, early teens, whatever, something like that. My parents, you know, there was no illusion of Santa Claus by that point. So my parents wrapped the presents, put them under the tree a couple days earlier, whatever. Everything. Now, my parents excessively buy for Christmas. They always have. And if you looked under this tree, there was a ton of presents, but they were all tiny, tiny, tiny presents. And like, if you picked them up, like nothing felt like anything. Like this was 2013, and there was not one present underneath the tree that was in the shape of a video game, a DVD case, or a CD case.
Okay.
And we were all just like,
they bought us Dollar Tree junk.
What is going on under this tree? So my parents left for the day. So me and my brothers made an executive decision that we were going to see what was in these packages that was underneath the tree.
I mean, it sounds like good planning to me right here.
It did sound like good planning because, like, what is this garbage?
Right.
Truly, what is this garbage? Well, it turned out my clever parents, instead of wrapping the presents,
they
wrapped pictures or printouts of the presents.
Oh.
I wish you could see my face.
Let me ask this. Did you guys divulge to them that year that you had opened the gifts to find out why you had such small gifts?
No, and I don't know if they ever knew.
Okay.
Like, my dad implied at one point that he thought that we did. I don't remember.
Okay.
I feel like they did it almost on purpose.
I was going to say, because where I thought you were going with it was that they took the box of stuff and opened up the boxes and, like, wrapped the little pieces individually versus just
no.
The box.
No.
Just took pictures. I mean, did they make them comical, like them with the pictures or anything?
No, it wasn't even like, it was like they took all the Amazon or like Walmart pictures, stock photos, put them all on in a Word document, printed them out in black and white, cut them up into tiny slips of paper and wrapped the tiny slips of paper. That's what they did. So, no, they weren't even that clever.
So they didn't even put the paper in, like, a box.
No. No.
They used paper to wrap paper. That's yeah. Amazing.
Is it amazing? Is it? I don't feel like it was amazing.
Well, it
was outrageous. I was so annoyed. Or then, like, they would get us, like, a pack of like socks or whatever, mm-hmm. or like a pair of socks, and like we would open up the pair of socks, and if you shook the pair of socks, there was like another picture of mm-hmm. a good present they bought instead of a pair of socks. It was dumb. Still salty about it to this day. I just feel like it was really extra. So yeah, that was that.
That's an amazing memory. I feel is it, like this is it an amazing something memory? That I'm going to store away for future uses with Joe.
I mean, it's definitely one way for your kids to not know what they're getting.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. And then we can do like fun pictures. I think that that would just be.
Not stock photo printouts.
No.
They did fall short there. They could have done so much.
That was a little bit of unimaginative Pinterest. Mom before the Pinterest.
Do you hear that, Nana? I'm disappointed, Nana.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm shaking my head right now.
Must have been my dad's idea.
And she was probably like tired. And was just like, let's do it. excuse me. That's a great memory. I am storing that away for future uses. I'm going to do like an overall memory. And I know that I talked about this with Thanksgiving, but for Christmas, it was kind of the same thing. We would all go to my grandma and grandpa's house and there would.
Sans the ham vomit.
Forever a memory, Matthew. Thank you. I just remember walking in, there would be the Christmas tree. And even to this day, when I think about walking into the front door of my grandma and grandpa's house, I can still feel that memory of walking down the hall and into the dining room, living room area that was kind of connected. I can still roll my eyes across. I can see as I scan the room, like where the Christmas tree was and how the furniture and stuff was moved to make room for all the Christmas things. And I just remember that the stockings that she would hang up, my grandma would hang up for all of us across the fireplace. And I just remember that was a good space for me. It was like a safe place because my parents had gone through a divorce and then remarried. And it was not a pretty divorce. Mom and dad. So it was just a good, safe, secure place to be. It was something that was consistent from earlier in my childhood. And
yeah.
And then we'd always get cool gifts from my grandma. Like one year she bought me this beautiful dress. Let's say it had a soft gray top. And it had a little pink flower on the top of it. And then it had like white tulle down for the skirt. And it was honestly the most beautiful dress I'd ever had. And I just remember I was so happy.
Listen, I love pretty Christmas dresses.
And I will tell you that when I outgrew that dress and my stepmom passed it on down to my stepsister. I was saltier than salts. I just was not happy about that because in my head that it was mine and it was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever been given. So I just remember my Christmases with my grandma being that safe place to be and the security of having family all around. So that's I guess maybe that leads into why I enjoy it so much, just because it makes me feel safe and good and happy.
I love fancy Christmas dresses.
I mean, it was beautiful. And it was a girly girl type of dress, you know, that soft, soft gray with right. The pink and the tulle. So
those are the best.
Yeah, I agree. One day I will make I'll get like fancy dresses again to wear when I feel confident about myself again. So.
All right. Well, we are going to take a short break and we will be right back. So welcome back. Yeah. So my next Christmas memory is actually about my grandma's house when I was a little kid. So my grandma and grandpa lived in this apartment building that like, it's really the only house that I ever remember them living in. I don't know if they lived in another place when I was alive, but for Christmas every year, they would have our Christmas party in their like apartment. Mm-hmm. Like the room that you rent out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, in the basement.
Like the community room.
Yeah, or whatever. In the basement of that area was the bathrooms for the pool and the sauna.
Okay.
So every year, me and my cousins would go down there and we would set up like a Barbie village in the girls' bathroom and locker room and then like in the hallway or whatever with, you know, we would bring some of our new toys that we got that morning. And then, you know, if we got any new toys while we were there, we would set everything up and it would be this whole big thing that we did every year. And then the stupid boys would come down and ruin everything.
Because they're boys.
Because they're boys and they always do that. And it was just like, it's one of those memories that it's just like vividly, I remember like off to one side of the room, there was like a server window. And, you know, we always used to have like certain treats over there. And it was, I don't know. It's just one of those memories that I think that no matter how long it's been since I've gone to that place, I still remember the layout.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, you can see yourself walking down. That's exactly yep. what I was thinking in my last memory. And it's just so real. Like, if you were there again, you could reenact the whole thing.
Right. And it's so true because it's just one of those things where it's like, I remember walking up the stairs and I remember the carpet and I remember the furniture and the smell of the sauna when we used to go. And it was just, I don't know. It's one of those memories that we all talk about it. Like as we're aging and growing up or whatever, we all talk about having, you know, Christmas at grandma and grandpa's. And it's just, I don't know. It's very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And she died when I was 5.
Okay.
She died on December 26th.
Oh, wow.
Super sad, right?
Right.
Yeah. Christmas is rough for Nana. So, like, I only was there, like, 5 times my whole life.
Right. But you still remember that,
like,
right?
Like, vividly remember. Yeah. It's not like it's just, like, subtle, like, in the back of my mind, I have to pull it out. It's like, I remember it so vividly, and I was so little.
My mom's mom and dad, my mom's dad passed away, I think when I was 5 or 6, but I still remember Christmas at their house as well.
It's Isn't like, that crazy?
I remember walking from room to room in the basement and hating it because they were all smoking and
yeah.
And going up to the kitchen and trying to be with all the ladies and they're saying, no, go down there with the rest of the kids.
Yeah. Catch my uncle smoking pot out back.
It is just so weird how you, even at that young of an age, because you're like, oh, they're not going to remember this. But then when you stop and you think, maybe.
I do.
I mean, Joe still talks about his trip to Disney, and that was almost a year and a half ago. He was 3 at the time. So,
wow.
I'm like, and he encourages us at least weekly now to go back. So
that's fair, Joe. I can agree. They need to get their lives together.
And so, no, it's just funny how kids will remember like that, or how we as adults remember being kids like that.
For sure.
So my next Christmas memory is actually about the year that I didn't get something that I was promised. So I think I've I think I've talked about the time that we went to watch Gremlins. And so I believe we talked about this before on the podcast, but like when we went and watched that movie, like at the end of it, my mom had to promise me that she would get me a gizmo.
Gizmo.
So like I went the rest of that year thinking Christmas time, guess what I'm getting? And now in the meantime, before Christmas, my mom had gone out and got herself some gizmo slippers. And I was so super jealous because
how dare you?
Yes, Marianne Drevdahl. Shame. So I opened up on Christmas Day all my gifts and guess what was missing? I did not have my gizmo. And so I was very upset and disappointed, and I still remember it. And I don't know. I know that you're supposed to forgive and forget, but I'm still bitter about it. And I would not be angry if I had a gizmo underneath the tree one of these years from my mom.
Listen, okay, I'm just going to piggyback on your story. Really
okay,
quick.
That's fine.
Just really quick. All I wanted when I was a kid was a pow, pow, power wheel.
Okay.
I just wanted a car that I could drive myself. I just wanted a pow, pow, power wheel. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. One year they got me a Barbie Pow Pow Power Wheel. Like, I was like, what is this garbage? For like Kelly, the little sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got a Pow Pow Power Wheel for her. And I was just like, what is this garbage? So to this day, I will not allow them to buy my children one.
Right.
Listen.
I don't disagree with this at all.
If you can't get me a Pow Pow Power Wheel.
Right. Nobody gets
don't
one.
Think you're coming back here making my children's childhood magical.
Right.
No.
Exactly. If it wasn't good enough for me, it's not good enough for them.
They can be deprived.
And I don't care if you have more money now than what you did
that
then.
Doesn't matter.
You're not feeding
that doesn't matter.
No.
Nope.
Excuses. That's all.
That's all I'm hearing. Excuses. Are you listening? Did you hear the anger?
I'm sure both of our moms are going to be rolling their eyes probably. So hard right now.
Probably. They still to this, my mom still to this day is just like, whatever about right. it, but it's fine. So no, I understand your gizmo pain.
Yeah, it's
especially like, stab me in the heart with those slippers.
Right. Like
you couldn't even give me a slippers, lady.
Right. Look, you made promises in the midst of a bunch of people in a movie theater.
There are witnesses.
I'm not sure how I'm going to contact them, but there are witnesses to this promise to get your kid out the door.
As a parent now, I feel like I definitely have made those like promises, like when they won't leave or something, and I'm just like, I'll buy you blah blah blah.
Right.
I really try to keep hold on my promises, but there for sure have been ice cream promises that never are fulfilled because they fall asleep in the car. I feel like that's their own fault.
Right. Well, I mean, these are small ice cream promises. We're talking about big hope for, we're believing in Santa to come through for us type dreams. Cake pops we can get any day.
You're not wrong.
So I don't know. I don't feel any type of empathy for the shame that I'm putting on my mom right now. All right. So tell me about your next memory.
So my next memory is actually a St. Nick memory.
All right.
So here in the state of Wisconsin, we are flooded with many people of German heritage. I know that other people do this who are not of German heritage, but it's like a really big thing for people who are German to do Saint Nick, which is the night of December 5th. Santa does like a pre-visit mm-hmm. and fills up your stocking. And one of my favorite things about Saint Nick from when I was a kid is that we would always get our ornament for the year on Saint Nick.
Okay.
So my mom always bought us an ornament every year, or Saint Nick always brought us an ornament every year that was reflective of like our year. If we were really into like race cars or Barbie or whatever, mm-hmm. we would get an ornament reflecting that. And it was one of my favorite memories. And then, a couple of years ago when we went through all of our Christmas decorations and we took our stuff, I was able to get a lot of the ornaments that were mine. And it's actually a tradition that I've carried on with my kids where, they get an ornament that reflects their year. And it's just, I don't know, it's a really fun thing to do. It's a fun memory. I enjoy it.
Yeah. I had occasionally, my parents did not give us ornaments growing up, but once I got out on my own, I would add to my collection every year. And I love like delicate, pretty classic looking ornaments.
Yeah, like so, the blown glass.
Yes. And so, or like the, I'm sure it's just like a plaster of Paris type material, but just things that look delicate and pretty. And so one of the things that I loved most about Dan when I met him is, and we haven't gone the last couple of years because, you know, COVID, and COVID has ruined our lives, but Dan would make a trip to the Hallmark rollout, like the premiere of their ornaments. And he had a like specific series that he was building from. And I thought, not only does my cat who hates everybody love this man, but he specifically goes in the month of July to buy ornaments for his Christmas tree in December. And I love him.
It's like a match made in heaven. Because you get Christmas ornaments in July.
Now, fast forward. I don't think these thoughts when I'm picking up every one of his dirty socks off the floor from trail to the house. But it was a winning moment for me.
I can understand that, though, because like I really like, on Black Friday every year, one of the stores that I probably spend the most money in is we go to the ornament store where you can get personalized ornaments. And then we have everybody's names written down the with one the year. That pops
up just for Christmas. Yeah.
And yes, we get the godparent ornaments, and it's a whole thing that we do. It's my favorite, one of my favorite things to do on Black Friday.
I will tell you, I had never ever been to that store
in my life.
Until Joe, I think it was either Joe's first. No, it was not his first Christmas.
Now he's only four, guys.
Right. So it was his second Christmas. And so he was a year. And Dan took me to that store, and like, I didn't want to leave.
No, don't want to leave. It's so hard to pick too, because it's like, I can only get you one ornament this year. And it's like, how do I commemorate your year?
Well, you know, because to be fair, the ornaments are like $15, $20,
$30. Oh, I don't care about that. To be honest, I don't even look at the price when I'm in that store. I'm just like, I'm on a mission to get my ornaments. I have a list of everybody I need ornaments for. We're just going to move on with our life. And then it rings up at the end, and Meg will be like, you spend $400 on Christmas ornaments. I'll be like, mind your business, buddy.
Don't you have some like dishes or laundry?
I'm just kidding, Mike. Isn't there something else you should be doing with your time?
Where are the kids? Mike, you know I don't mean that, because I'm you, okay?
That's why she can say it and I can't. But no, I don't look at the prices in there. I mean, if somebody told me they were $50 a piece, I'd be like, I don't think so, because I buy more than five every year, but I don't even look at the prices.
I would say that when we go to Hallmark, that's our attitude. Like if we see a new series that we've wanted, then we, hey, just pick it up. And I agree, it's usually a $200 or $300 drop.
Yeah.
And because then, you know, you get roped in, because if you spend this much money, then you can get the special series edition stand-up Mickey Mouse, classic Mickey Mouse, for only $25. Okay. Come here, classic Mickey.
I just think it's funny because we sit down and it's like, you know, they personalize our ornaments, and it's just like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, what are their names? I'm just like, Lisette. And they're just like, okay. I'm like, Malcolm. Rayla. Belinda. Larry. Loretta. And then we end with John. And they're like, John. I'm like, just normal John. Nope. H and everything. And they're just like, oh.
Could you have led with that one?
No. But yeah, it is kind of funny, because when we go through the names, it's like so ridiculous. Yeah. But I don't know. It is just one of our traditions that I don't know if my grandma did it with her kids or whatever, but my mom definitely did it with us. And it's one of the traditions that I've loved being able to pass down to my kids.
It is something that I've wanted to implement, and I have not done it for Joe. So maybe this will be the year that we implement, because I think that's actually a nice memory to pass on to your kids. And that's that, I mean, okay, you're moving out. Take all these ornaments with you. And
it's only when you're a responsible adult who's not going to lose them, ruin them, or break them.
Ditto. There will be a test you have to take and pass.
Yep. Both written and verbal.
It's going to be harder than your driver's test, okay? I'm just saying.
Listen, I drive around with my teenager. That is not a hard test.
That is not a hard test. I mean, I drive around with me and my husband, so the state just hands them out to anybody, I feel like. But
well, during COVID, they didn't even do driver's tests. You just got your license.
You just got your license. I'm sure every kid that went, we're going to pay for this soon, I'm sure. But but no, and what's really heartbreaking is that, like, because we missed last year and then this year, usually like the specific series ones go fast, is then if you want to try to replace that series, you got to go into like the collector sites and pay
Uber $14 bajillion.
Yeah, I'm like, I really love the Snowtop Mountain series, Snowtop Snowman series, I think it's called. But I don't want to pay $300 for just one ornament. I mean, I'm willing to for multiple, but
right?
I gotta have a lot of money somewhere.
It's true.
So, COVID, you ruined our Christmas lives.
Among other things.
Among other things. So, my next memory is actually about... It's lame. I'm not going to lie. But my next memory is the first Christmas with Joe. Now, mind you, he was only like, well, end of September. So October, November, December, 3 months old. But I was so excited to just have like one of the already the greatest gifts to get. But we had so much fun like putting up all of the Christmas decorations, and then I had bought this little Santa outfit for my squishy little newborn, and we like took pictures of him just in different locations in through the outfit. And I still go back and look at those pictures, and I'm just like, oh, but it's just like a good, I don't know. If I could find Santa outfits for him still, I'd still make him do it just because.
I agree. I agree. I do understand the like smushy newborn though. Like yes. they're so, and 3 months is a good age for yes. them to be a newborn, because like when I was pregnant with John, his due date was January 2nd. So I knew that it was like going to be a mess. It was either going to be early, late, whatever, but right. I had no idea. And we were scheduled to I scheduled all of my births.
I mean,
because I like control. I don't know if anybody can tell that, but
I think we've actually discussed that before.
Yeah. So I scheduled it for December 29th. And I was like very clear about the fact that I did not want to have this baby before Christmas, because I did not want him to be a squishy, ugly newborn for his first Christmas. So 3 months is a good age.
Yes, because they filled out.
Yeah, they've gotten out of their weird alien phase, and yeah. they're like into a cute baby phase.
I'll definitely post some of the pictures we took, because then what was really nice is he like fell asleep while I was doing it, because you know it. Took
hours.
What does a stay-at-home mom have to do but take like tons of pictures of her cute little 3-month-old and in different outfits she buys? But yeah, it's it's just one of those things that I have actual physical evidence of still, and I can look back on those pictures and it just
brightens you up.
Yeah.
That's good though.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite memories. Did you take pictures of your kids in outfits? I'm not going to shame you if you did.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I know for John, for like the first little bit, we got like cute graphic tees for like Valentine's Day mm-hmm. and like St. Patrick's Day and whatever. But I mean, it was hard to buy clothes for Malcolm and Rayla because they grew so fast. Yes. So it was like, we couldn't, you can't find a my first Easter outfit in a 4T.
Right. Well, and not only that, it's just, you can't even plan in advance. Cause like if I order it in January, what size are they really going to be in April? So.
Yeah. So like even, so Rayla, her aunt and uncle got her Christmas pajamas because we do pajamas for all the kids. We matching pajamas for all the kids for Christmas, you know, when the cousins get together and everything. And her pajamas did not fit her at all. And they were just bought like 4 weeks earlier. Yeah. But it was just like, you just never know. So when people are like, what size does she wear? I was like, the biggest you can find.
Right.
She'll grow into it. What are the options? Two sizes bigger than what she's wearing? Sure.
Since I will say this, that since the last two Christmases, and we will continue this tradition, Dan O'Brien, because you better be listening to this. I have bought matching pajamas for all of us. Hint, if you're late at getting all that stuff like I am, Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon will most definitely, because my husband...
They're just more expensive.
Right. My husband is a bigger guy. And so if I want to get matching pajamas for all of us at a retail store, I've got to start searching like in August.
You're not wrong.
So Amazon. Thank you, Amazon.
Well, and we've done ones where like the girls are matching and the boys are wearing something different or like, mm-hmm. but everybody's wearing like reindeer pajamas or something.
Yeah.
So we'll probably continue that tradition because it's just,
it's fun. It's just something to, yeah. It's like a family unity thing.
Yeah. I'm sure Belinda hates it.
One day Joe will hate it as much as his dad does.
But... Until that day.
No.
And even after that day.
After that day. As long as you both live in my house, and yes, I said that, Dan O'Brien, as long as you live in my house, we will be matching for Christmas. So.
So I hope that everybody listening is enjoying their Christmas season. And we are very excited as this month progresses to get some special guest episodes out to you.
Special guest episodes. Just as a quick reminder, remember it's supposed to be a fun holiday and a time to reflect. So make sure that you're not stressed, but having fun and enjoying the moment and making memories with the ones you love.
Yeah. Bake some cookies.
Bake some cookies.
Wrap some presents. Drink some eggnog. Seriously, watch that stupid Christmas Story movie. You'll shoot your eye out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
I am Messy Bun Mamas.
This is Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
This is Messy Poop.
Messy Buns, you silly. Mm-hmm.